Dan Horror with your host, the Mighty Griff.
Everybody, we're back.
Kind of back.
Part two.
We're doubling up.
Of the two-part lunch meat special, kicking off our February month-long ode to VHS, the glorious world of VHS.
Or as we like to call it,
the best.
Big blue, big boobs, blue balls, and nerd virgins.
Do you guys like that one? I thought it fit the piece perfectly.
That's awesome.
So if you're just joining in for week two.
What are we? We're like 3 weeks back now.
Joining us on the show is Mr. Josh Schaefer, the editor-in-chief of the one and only Lunch Meat magazine.
Hello, everyone.
Also, the online host of, what was it again, Josh? That
Kajagoogoo.
Lunch Meat.
It's called Lunch Meat VHS Rewind Theater.
And you can find that every Friday at 12 Eastern, 11 Central.
At the stroke of midnight every Friday.
On the Monster Channel at monsterchannel.com.
No, you know what? It's monsterchannel.net.
Oh, is it net?
It's a whole new angle. It's a whole new angle.
Oh, shit. We'll see. Oh, hell.
Putting you in check.
But anyway, good times, good times had by all. But anyway, we had such a good time last week talking with Josh. We decided to have him back on the show because guess what? The world of VHS is so massive that we could not contain it in one small hour.
So it's,
I don't think you could contain it in 500 weeks.
The plethora of VHS.
The big box cannot be contained in merely 29 days.
Josh, you got headphones on?
Yeah, man, I got headphones on.
That is so weird. Sometimes we hear like ourselves talking, but then it goes away.
And we hear how ugly our voices are.
God damn it.
This is Promosinopolis, Todd.
This is a beautiful symphony.
This is not professional.
Beautiful symphony.
I'm very upset.
Call Skype.
Is there something wrong with your video card?
What's a video card?
Is your tracking off, Todd? Do you need to set your
tracking? Cards?
My tracking is off of my ass right now, and I'm sliding sideways.
Somebody's about to get
my show. My show's not auto tracking. I've got that buzz at the bottom of my screen.
Yeah, man, auto tracking is lie because you put some tapes. I put some tapes in, and you cannot.
Nothing can take
it. So old.
I've got some that I watch just because it's got the.
What really sucks is when you're trying to transfer an old tape to a DVD so you can watch it over and over in the damn because you're afraid you're going to break the tape or something, and then right in the middle of those words come up, synchronizing, or whatever it says.
Oh, boy.
Video stabilizing. Damn it!
Do you guys have machines to put VHS to DVD?
I do. I have two of them sitting right back here.
Todd's got all that Gizmotronics.
Yeah. I got one for Christmas last year. My parents rule.
Yeah, there you
best
go.
Best gift ever.
This Todd, one does SVHS, Hi-8, Mini DV, and
see Todd's listener sent beta. Him shit.
His that
shit,
sounds top
can,
of the line.
He
man.
Can
that
transfer beta to VHS.
I can do it all. I can transfer PAL to NTSC, bitches.
No way.
Yep, yep.
Let's have a party.
He can we do all go. That, but he got can't get a goddamn copy of Tits.
Let's have a PAL party.
I'm on top.
No!
I got dibs on top of.
Bingo.
Lord help us.
Good time. Good time.
The beers are flowing.
Hey, Josh, I wanted to bring something up. Mentioned it. You said you had a pretty extensive collection.
Yeah, I think I got a pretty extensive collection. I have a lot of tapes.
Okay. Like, have you heard of a program called collectors.com?
What is it?
Collectors.com.
VHSCollector.com, is that what you said?
No, just Collectors.
With
collector
a Z.
With a Z at the end of it.
It's snazzy.
No, I don't know what that is.
It's a program that you can download. You can buy the program and download it onto your computer. And it allows you to enter all of your movies that you have. And it gives all the information for the movie. It actually gives you like trailers, poster art, covers.
Keeps what do you mean it gives it to you? Like it downloads well, it
you,
for you?
Well, you type in the name of the movie.
Oh, so it's a website or yeah?
It's well, a, it's a program,
like software.
It's software to basically categorize your movie collection.
No shit.
But you can do, you buy one like the movie program. It does all formats. So if you got DVD-R of the movie, you can put it in there as DVD-R. If you have VHS, it does Blu-ray. It does DVD. It does MP4s. Does like a ton. But you can go in and if you have like the third generation print. Best Buy exclusive release. You can put in all that, and it categorizes all the movies and stores all the information. But you can print it off, take it with you, put it on your iPhone.
Sounds intense.
You might.
That sounds intense.
It's only like $40. I mean, for what it does, it's astronomically cheap. But I think,
dude, to categorize all of my films, if I had to like sit down and write down and like record all of the movies I have in my house, it would probably take me a solid like 6 months.
Right. And that's the point where I got in trouble.
Of like diligent work.
I would have to write them all down on pads and then go back and type it all in on my computer and then wait 2 or 3 months until I got enough to add into my
why,
new
why are you
stuff.
Gonna write down? You gotta skip that step. You just put it straight in.
I know, but I'm not that smart. I can't sit there and type.
That's
on
why I only have
fast.
14 VHS.
That's why you need a secretary, man. You need somebody.
No. Can't afford a secretary.
Like, make you nachos. Make you some nachos. And then you can put all your VHS.
Some hot nachos and some hot VHS.
Rename her Beverly.
Just name her. Name her Beta.
Who's Beverly?
Beverly. Beta. Just name her Beta.
Beta.
Beverly Hills Body Snatchers.
Mm.
Ooh.
She's a bloodsucker.
I got that from Matt in New York for free. Just gave it to me because he has all these amazing tapes, dude.
Here, take this. Find a home.
He's like, you want this, right? I'm like, yeah.
Somebody
like,
did that.
Somebody
did that with my Bugsy Malone hard case. Just gave me Bugsy Malone.
Really?
There you go.
Anytime people give me VHS tapes, it was always like fucking Doom or fucking Blair Witch or like some shit. You
Power
know,
Rangers.
Like 60,000 copies
Power
of
Star Wars.
That's what we was talking about. We talked about on one show the pawn shop titles. That this is no lie. Anytime you're going into a pawn shop, whoever you're with, make a bet. Bet them $5 or $10 that if you go in there, you'll find a copy of either the Blair Witch Project or Doom.
I was going to say Blair Witch. Titanic.
Or Doom with The Rock. For sale, no matter what pawn shop you go in, what city, what state, there's
yeah. On that bet, I would put Titanic or
Risky Business.
What's that? It has Tom Cruise in it though. What is that movie?
Jerry Maguire.
Days of Thunder.
Jerry Maguire. There it is. They have so many copies of Jerry Maguire.
Days.
It's like so many copies of Jerry Maguire and Titanic.
Days of Thunder is another one.
Yet I had to cut an old lady's leg off to get Legend.
Oh wow! Dirty, I could have gave you that tape, man. I got
dirty
to.
Bitch.
You could have saved that.
Oh, look! I give this to my grandchild. No, you're not. You just got fucked up, lady.
You just got Rickrolled, bitch.
You just got Rickrolled,
dude. My most recent.
Me and Timmy Curry got a date tonight.
See what I deal with. The most recent VHS score that I got was actually from some friends. I worked at with this girl like years ago, and she we became good friends. Right. And she got her grandpop's house. Like, her grandpop, you know, let her take care of her house.
Right.
He had a porn game.
He had tons of VHS tapes. She's like, Josh, I found all these VHS tapes in the basement. I want you to come over and look at them.
Full like, hee-haw collection.
Hell yeah. So I go over there. Dude, I got Tremors 1 through 3.
What else did
I
go?
I got Happy Hour. Do you guys know about this movie, Happy Hour? It has Eddie Deason in it.
Uh-uh.
It's like a 80s comedy.
Oh.
Sheena. Do you guys know about that movie?
Oh, God, yeah. Sheena.
Oh, yeah, Sheena. And I got some really classic stuff, like The Poseidon Adventure. I got It, The Terror from Beyond Space.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. There's some cool shit in there. I was like, your grandpa rules. He's got good taste.
Summer School.
The number one thing I found in there isn't even a real tape. It's, you know, those brown clamshells where you can put it's like a half an index card, but it wraps all the way around
right.
The brown clamshell.
The rental cases?
It was a rental case, and it was a copy of I Spit on Your Grave uncut.
Oh.
Dude, and I'm like, why does this guy have an uncut version of I Spit on Your Grave?
Martha, get upstairs.
Bootleg.
We're going to spit on Martha.
Like, this is amazing.
Martha, it's alone time.
Yeah, that was probably my favorite tape from that.
Well, that's just like Todd, the guy that's doing our show tonight. He has, within 7 feet from me, he has a copy of Microwave Massacre.
Big box.
And then,
Midnight Video? That's my favorite tape of all time.
And then probably
that is my number one tape of all time.
3 feet from me, there's a copy of Seven Doors of Death, just thrown in the corner, not even...
It's beautiful.
It's just, you know...
That's
it's
how fucking Cheats rolls, dude.
It's just sitting there with R2.
What? Yeah. Todd, you got that? You got to put that Microwave Massacre up on your shelf, man.
Yeah, I just
got
to get a shelf
He's
for
got
it.
Three other ones.
What? Just, no, you don't.
No, I got two others.
No, you don't.
Yeah, because they had three different covers.
He's got the uncut beta version of it.
No, but I got the one, the small one.
He's got the laser disc version of it.
And then there's that one that lights up.
Worst movie in the world? Isn't it like the worst movie in the world?
It might be.
He's got the one with the microwave timer that works on it.
No, it's the lights up. That would be awesome, man.
That's the Japanese version. We love our gadget.
That is the funniest thing ever. A microwave that works.
See, now we throw that sumbitch on eBay.
Imperial Entertainment put it out. The same people that put out Dead Pit, you know, Metamorphosis, Black Roses. Do you guys have any of those 3D covers? You know what I'm talking about? It's Dead Pit.
I do.
But they also did Black Roses.
Yep.
3D. It's 3D, I think.
Yep, I got them.
Yeah, oh, man, those things are so cool. I did an article about those in a past issue because, come on, that's a pretty cool VHS tape, man. Got to talk about it.
Did you
Too
follow?
Bad the movie was terrible.
Did you follow any of the stuff?
What's
with packaging like that though? You don't have to have a good movie.
You're right.
But you know what they
it's
did.
It's like
right?
Jack Frost when they give you two free snowballs with every purchase.
The lenticular 3D. I love lenticular.
Exactly.
Yep.
Did you?
Demon Wind is a classic.
Yeah. Why isn't that on DVD in a nice print? Because that's a neat movie.
Dude, that movie's that. You know what really scared me about that movie is the voiceovers and all this, the way they manipulated voices, because it's all about like it's like colonial almost, like the whole setting. You know what I mean? And like, oh, it's a pretty like it's like a gothic horror movie. That Demon Wind is a good movie. Like, I really like that movie.
Yep.
Is that the one with Pat Benatar?
Pat Benatar is not in that movie.
Go stand in the corner.
Neither is Debbie Harry. By the way, if you're wondering where Debbie Harris
did you get into the Horror Hound issues when they were going through talking about all of the distributors and stuff?
Absolutely. I think that was a really cool thing that Horror Hound did. I think that's something that Lunch Meat is doing. I actually have a really cool piece. You guys haven't asked me about the next issue. I have the next issue planned out, man. I got a bunch of stuff.
We got an hour to fill here, but we can't throw it all up front because people will check in and check out. We gotta keep them.
They're not going to check it because you're going to hear what it's going to be about and you want to know about it.
They can't mess on their belly 10 minutes into the first episode.
I feel like my favorite piece in every Lunchmeat magazine is Tapes from the Trash by Rob Housechild.
Right.
Oh, dude. If you're going to read my magazine, definitely look at Tapes from the Trash, which I always put toward the back. And that's the kind of stuff you really want to know about, because that's the kind of stuff that will never, ever...
Griff's
ever
flipping
make,
now.
Never, ever made it to DVD. Hanging with Bosco? You guys ever even heard of that?
Uh-uh. Mm-hmm. That's what a buddy of mine used to name his penis.
Like, you've never heard of any of this shit, and you never will ever again unless you read it there or watch it. I mean, that's
hanging
what
with
I'm
about. Bosco.
Hanging with Bosco.
And you have these movies?
No, actually, I have two of them in this issue. I sent them to Rob, but Rob has so many movies. Rob has an amazing collection. I mean, this guy, he goes harder than any other VHS collector I've ever met in my life. I mean, we go to these porno stores. I mean, he's there 3 hours before we even get there. Because I'll be honest with you, when I go up to New York and hang out with Matt, we like hang out and like watch movies till like 4 a.m. and play Nintendo and like eat nachos. And like, you know.
Nachos are a must.
You know, nachos are bust.
I might have to make some nachos this week.
Mm. I walked in. There's actually a video on YouTube of this store. Okay, that we went to, and it was wall-to-wall VHS. Like, you walked in, and it was all tapes. I mean, it was a huge store. And, I mean, Rob was there with, you know, his dirty jeans. He's got, like, a handkerchief tied across his head like Rambo. And, I mean, like, he's, like, fiendishly going through all these tapes. He's like, you got this? All right, I'm taking it. You got this? You need it? All right, take it. You need this? Oh, you got it? I'm taking it. Like, this... It was completely rabid, and it was an amazing experience. But Rob Housechild writes tapes in the trash, and it kicks ass.
Rob's a man.
So what is lined up for the next issue?
Oh, man. So we got – Midnight Video. You guys familiar with all this? Like, you talk about big boxes.
Big box.
Midnight Video's got tons of – and, they got the Elvira line, but – this guy, Matt, that likes magazine, wrote in. He was like, I have an idea for an article. I was like, okay, let's hear it. And he covered the Midnight line from start to finish, how it started, what they released, and then he did a small history. And then he did a little price guide. And I was like, oh, this is interesting. And especially because we're talking about this, he's like, because he studies Amazon, eBay, message boards, and, you know, stuff like that. And he made a little price guide, man. And I was like, this is really interesting. And a lot of those thriller tapes are going for like $200, $75, $35. And I mean, it's cool to see what tapes go for what.
Right.
And, I think that's something that I want to move toward with the magazine is showing like what the culture is doing. You know, you see tapes going like you're talking about like for like hundreds of dollars. And it's like for a certain kind of enthusiast and collector, you're like, what is this? Like, is this for real? But it is real. And it has to be documented to show people that VHS is something that collectors are going after.
Right.
If not for the right reasons, I mean, that's up for debate.
Well, that's one thing that I never understood. I haven't figured out yet with Amazon. And, you know, it's pretty much my only source for buying material anymore, DVD-wise, because the stores around here don't carry anything. But you'll have, like, a posting on a movie, just say Jurassic Park, for instance, a used copy. You'll go on there and they'll have, like, 13 copies new, lowest
99 cents.
Yeah, the lowest one starting at like $3. Yeah. Most expensive ones like $98. It's like, how in the fuck are you asking $98?
Because it's uncut.
Because it's got that 3D. It's got that 3D card.
There's nothing. It's no different. If you look, it's no different than the one that's selling for $11. But there's always that one guy at the very end who's got like everybody else completely blown out of the water on price, and you're like, what makes your $98 copy any better than the $11 copy? But yet it's right there. Everything you look up, there's one guy at the end that's always got his shit posted for like $300 more than everybody else.
You know what I see when I look at that? I see a recognition of culture. I see a recognition of people that are really willing to like – it's exploitation. They're definitely exploiting that fact, but I mean
– He's saying, yeah, I've got this in my collection. But you're gonna fucking pay for it.
But it's not. But it's not. But it's not a collected. It's not a special edition. It's not a limited.
It's special in his mind.
But I mean, if it's not, how do you justify putting it on there?
Because he's going, you know, I maybe watch this once every 6 years. But you know, I'm coming in on 5.5 years, and I'm getting ready to watch this. But if you want to give me $97, I might sell it to you.
But. Yeah, and that's true, man. I mean, I feel like if, like I said earlier, I've never thought about selling any of my tapes, right, ever. And people have asked me before that come over and see my collection, like, well, you got some cool stuff here. And I'm like, yeah. And then we talk about prices, and it eventually evolves into, like, where are you going to put it when you're done with it? Like, either when you die or when you don't really want it anymore, if something changes. And I mean, I don't want to sell it. I want to give it to somebody that would appreciate it.
Right.
Like, give it to them. You know what
and
I mean?
And that's pretty much what I have with my collection. I figure I'll pass it on to whoever's behind me. If they can enjoy it, then that's great. If they want to get rid of it, then oh well. You know, that's up to
yeah,
them.
I mean, you can't do much about it if they want to get rid of it. Right. Like, realistic. But, I mean,
see, I'm on the other side of this because if it's a turd and somebody's stupid enough to give me $400 for a movie I'm not going to watch.
But see, I like turds, though.
I do too, but a $400 turd, because I mean, somebody finds it, they got to have it in their collection, I'll spend that $400 and get me 700 other turds.
But don't you feel like that bolsters your collection? It shows how dedicated you were to.
I mean, that's
to
like
the culture.
I went like, and bought I mean, Dracula
it's a
2000.
It's like art.
I bought Dracula 2000 on DVD, knowing that it was going to be a turd, Wes Craven turd, and was so enthralled about having it in my collection, knowing that it was a turd, that I went and got Dracula 2 and Dracula 3 to go along with it, so I could have the trifecta of turdendom.
I got three different versions of the Ice Cream Turd-dom. Man. I'm all about the turdisms.
Ice Cream Man? Ice Cream Man's fucking awesome.
Exactly.
Romanticized.
But that's what I'm saying, though. It's awesome, but is it $400 keepable?
But the only problem is with me, though, I don't like selling stuff out of my collection. Because obviously when I bought it, there was something at that time that I wanted it for. So why?
Yeah, but you were the guy talking about you just bought like a bunch of tapes you never even looked at, right?
Right. But I mean, but that's, but that for me though, that's opportunity. I mean, I'm not, if I'm, I mean, but if I'm going to sit there, I mean, even if I get, you know, it's filler material. You know, and if,
filler.
I'm just saying. I guess I can see it because there is some movies that I would never part with. Well, I don't. I can't say that, man, because there's nothing in my collection that.
But when she called me up, and
if
she
somebody's going to be stupid enough to give me that much money for a movie,
but she Levitation. Called me up and she's like, Levitation. "Hey, if Levitation. You can come out here and buy 600 VHS tapes for $40, then I know percentage wise." What's going to be in there? You're going to have all of the typical stuff that we've seen 1,000 times and everybody's got in their collection. Right. But you're also going to get something in there that you've never seen or you never would have rented just because it's probably based on a shitty box or something. I mean, you know, something that just looks god-awful. You know?
Seeing it, and that's what I mean. That to me would be more satisfying to have my collection going, man, I just scored 700 movies for $40. And there, one of them was good, but I'm not going to get rid of any of them because I got them all for $40.
Right. Well, and that's the way I look at it. You know, it's just I go from having 2,000 VHS tapes in my collection to having 2,673. So you know, it just makes the wall that much more fuller and that
Plus
much
my
more.
My taste varies. I mean,
look. I know I was kidding earlier about like. You have a bunch of tapes you never watched. You don't know what they are. I mean, it is an opportunity because you know what? We really care about this stuff.
Right. Well, a lot of them. A lot.
I mean, how many movies do we buy? Based on the cover art.
I mean, this is an essential.
You've never heard anything about a movie, and you're like, man, that's a badass cover.
This is an essential part of the VHS tape. I mean, the cover artwork is one of the reasons why I collect the format.
Well, but yeah, but that like goes back when like for us. You know, I mean, we're 12, 13 years older than you are, Josh. And back then, that's all we had to go on. I mean, there was no internet.
There was no internet.
And I mean, basically, if you went and bought or if you went and rented, say, Nightmare or Microwave Massacre, if there was 3 trailers on that VHS tape when you got it home, then that was 3 movies that you went looking for the next time you went to rip movies. I mean, other than the movies that we had seen in the drive-in that we knew of then, there was so much stuff coming out on VHS in the early 80s. I mean, you didn't even hear of half of the stuff.
But, I mean, you're right. I mean, and that stuff doesn't go away. That exists still to this day, that the cover is really an important part of a VHS.
Well, it's always been the selling point of any movie. I mean, movie posters, you know.
Well, you can say that just about anything.
Movie posters suck now, dude. Let's be honest.
Well, no, I'm saying in the like in the drive-in era, you know, in the 60s.
That's all they had.
You know, in the 70s.
What's in the seats?
I mean, you look at some of the poster art from like in the 70s and the 60s. I mean, the paintings and stuff that they did for posters, I mean, that could hang in any gallery in the world. I mean, those master painters.
Right. You're absolutely right. I'm glad we're talking about this. You know, because there's a great correlation, because you think about before internet, before the hyper society thing, it's like that was the representation of the film that the public saw. There were no trailers unless you were in the theater already. And everything that people understood about that film was represented through an image, image. So it's like same thing with a VHS tape. When you want to rent a video, when you want to buy a video, you're going to be choosing based on a title and an image. So it's like that's a high form of art to me. That's a high form of communicative art.
Right.
Like you have to do that. You know what I mean?
And the whole media of VHS at the time that it was released was so new that people.
Yeah, it definitely had a hype about it. There was definitely a hype.
You know, I mean, it was when it was in its infancy, people didn't know how to react to it. I mean, it was something new. So, I mean, like I said, it took people who were fans of it early on to come out with the fanzines like Lunch Meat, or to have the small. Well, in that time, you know, you would have, you know, underground stuff. You would have mail order, you know, of course, like Fangora and stuff. But, you know, they were mostly aimed towards the big studio stuff. But
I think that's what I want Lunch Meat to be seen as, is it's a fan making a zine. That's why we call it a fanzine.
Right.
You know what
I mean?
Like, and you know, it has glossy covers. It's color. You know, people look at it like, oh, this is really nice. It's laid out well, but that's for readability.
Right.
Like I lay it out that way so people can read it and look at it and really absorb it.
But people that are fans of the VHS are going to understand that. Now, the guy who probably rents 2 movies a month, and that just because his girlfriend wants to see something, if he sees it, he's not going to understand it. He's just going to think it's another magazine, you know. But a fan's always going to pick up on, you know, what you're trying to do, and that's why I like it so well. Is because when I picked it up, when I opened it up, I was like, this reminds me of the fanzines that I used to read, you know, the metal fanzines and stuff. You know, I mean, it has the whole layout, the whole feel, the whole representation of being a fan orientated magazine, you know. And that's to me is its strong point, is because it's an honest publication. I can tell that you guys are doing it from the heart, and it's not about how many ad spaces you guys can fill, you know. And that's why I enjoy it, and that's why I like the VHS stuff, is because it's all, anybody that you talk about with VHS, it has the honesty, you know, and they're fans, and that's why you can sit and talk to them for hours or read their post, and you can understand what everybody's coming from, is because everybody's on the same page. And when
it's a community. Like the reason I started this magazine, at the heart of it, is to talk about stuff that I think is cool. And I mean, that sounds really simple, but I mean, the reaction that has come from Lunch Meat when I started doing it is it's inspirational.
Right,
it makes you want to do it more. It makes you realize that people do still care about it. And I mean, the popularity that it's gained in the past 7 years is astounding to me. I think that people that are really into VHS now are different they're different in a way from people that were interested in VHS 15, 10, 20 years ago.
Right.
You know, and I mean, I had a really good conversation with Joe Cena, who does that Monster Channel, and he's like, man, there's a totally different angle on VHS than when I did it, because I worked in a video store. And I'm like, yeah, man, it's totally different now, and there's like a total culture, and it's fun to be a part of it. It's cool to sit here and do a magazine about stuff that you really care about and have people react to it. You know, I mean, that's the real rewarding part, is having people get stoked on it and find out that there's people that really are excited about the same things you're excited about.
Right.
You know, and I mean,
and that's one of the reasons why me and Tim, you know, when we had started doing the show and stuff, we were basically talking about, you know, just letting people come in and hang out for an hour a week and experience what we talk about on a nightly, you know, basis. I mean, Tim will call me up and say, hey, have you heard about this movie? I'll be like, no. Or I'll suggest a movie for him, and he'll think it's complete crap, and he'll call me up and give me a hard time for liking it, or I'll do it to him, and you know, and it's just one of those things. It's just a part of us, and it's something that we've grown up together over the last, you know, 20 some years. That it was just something we like. You know, well, there's more people out there that are like us, you know. So we decided to come on and bullshit and talk trash and be idiots for an hour, and people are taken to it. So it's just like your magazine. We just decided that we put it out there because we know people are interested in it, and we just want to help try to promote it as much as we can.
I mean, I'm in the same place. I think my heart's in the same place. I mean, I do this magazine because I really care about it. I mean, like, at the end of the day, I mean, I'm here for a short amount of time, and I want to be a proponent of something I truly care about and, you know, make some art and, you know, make some community happen. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
I mean,
yeah,
like,
exactly.
It sounds kind of corny. It sounds kind of corny, but I mean, like, I really love the aesthetics of VHS. I love the whole capacity of VHS. I love everything that it is. And I mean, it's great to be able to be part of it.
Right.
It's great to be able to do it.
Yeah, and it's definitely a different experience than, I mean, with DVD, because, you know, that was one of the reasons why, you know, I kept a lot of my VHS tapes and stuff for so long and continue to buy them today. It's just a different feel, you know. It's just, it's a different experience.
Yeah.
To me, I, you know, I'm, my favorite film of all time is the Texas Chainsaw Massacre. And I've pretty
same,
much
same.
I pretty same. I have it on every format, and I've seen it on every format. But you know, I like
watch it on beta. Have you watched it on beta?
Uh-uh.
Beta.
I seen
no
a beta? Beta. I seen a beta tape one time for
I
sale on
eBay.
I have
the original media beta tape sitting on my shelf. I'm looking at it right now.
$300 on eBay one time. It was selling for on beta.
No way.
Yep.
Are you kidding me?
Yep.
See, now would you sell it for three?
You gotta be pulling my leg on this one.
No, honest to God.
$300 for a beta Texas Chainsaw Massacre tape from media?
Yep.
What is this world that we live in?
And it was probably somebody went to a garage sale, bought a box of stuff, and it was laying on the bottom of the box.
And he put a $300 price tag on it, and somebody bought it.
I never went back to check to see if it sold, but that's what it was listed for, and it was on there.
But at least that exists. At least somebody thinks,
you know,
that this piece of analog can sell for that much money. In this, I don't know. That's astounding to me. It's great. It puts a smile on my face, you know.
But I mean, but you know, I love to see it in a pristine, you know, representation of the film, but then again, there's nothing like grabbing the VHS tape of it and putting it in and watching it flutter and track and the tracking lines.
The aesthetics are great. I mean, when you watch a tape, I mean, you see the gritty, you know, like you're talking about the flip and like the tracking and like the buzz underneath. I mean, that's how people were entertained at home for a long, long time.
Or
see, it's funny to think in about 20 years there's going to be groups of young people talking about shot on direct digital.
I shot this on direct digital.
It's so crystal clear.
Well, for example,
they took the wrong cut off my.
It's so realistic.
For example, I was listening to a metal band tonight before I start come in to do the show called Frightmare.
Frightmare, and, yeah, dude, the Razorback Records.
And they have an intro to one of their songs where they use the music from Vestron Video, where it starts out and it has the roll.
Yeah.
I was sitting there, I was like, yeah, that's the intro music to Vestron Video. Yeah. And then the song kicks in, and I'm like, you know, how many people probably don't know where that's from, but after
watching the media music,
you know what that's
would be
called,
a great ringtone.
I define that as culture.
You know.
That's what that is, dude. I mean, it's recognition. I mean, we understand that.
I mean, I don't know how many, you know, I could tell you, I don't know how many of those animated logos I watched pop up, you know, and
it's lightning video.
And you knew if you got one good title off of it. I mean, it's like music. If there was one good band that just completely blew you away on Metal
You're
Blade.
Talking about trailers? You're talking about the trailers in front of the tapes?
Well, no, not the trailers. I'm just talking about the logos. You know, the animated logos,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Just like in music. You knew if there was one killer kick-ass band that you found off of Metal Blade, then you went to Metal Blade all the time. Any band that was on Metal Blade's label at the time was probably something that you were going to be interested in because you thought...
Yeah, man, if you liked Bolt Thrower, you would probably like pretty much anything else on on Metal Blade at the time Bolt Thrower
and
was
just,
putting out
and
really
just like
records.
Vestron Video, if you got a hold of a Vestron flick and it was kick-ass and you enjoyed it, then the next time you went to the video store, you were looking for Vestron because you figured,
I wholeheartedly agree. I think that I've put this in print before in the magazine that releasing labels for VHS tapes were like labels for bands. They had a certain quality.
Yeah.
They released. Look at Unicorn Video. Look at Midnight Video. Midnight Video focused on one director for the bulk of their releases. Sure, they only had like 8 releases, but I mean, it was a brand.
Right.
And like when you came to Vestron, Vestron was one of the huge, huge players. I mean, when I see a Vestron video, I pick it up because one, they knew what to release, and two, their videotapes were of good quality.
Right.
They still work. But if you look at Good Times Video, Good Times Video is like, they put out some great stuff, like Aztec Mummy versus the Robot and stuff like that.
Right.
But their tapes are shit. Like they don't hold up.
Well, but a lot of that too was, you know, they also carried the subgenres though that, you know, Vestron might have been well known for supernatural, spiritual movies, you know, like demon possession flicks and hell demon movies. But then again, you'd have somebody like Unicorn that was good at B grade slashers, you know, and you could tell what genre of film you were looking for pretty much by the companies that put it out, because like they all seem to focus on one certain type.
Like, let's play a name game here, because this is really fun if we're thinking about it. If you want to talk about that concept, is like when you think of Magnum Entertainment, think about the name Magnum Entertainment, and it's like sex. Right. Okay, so nearly everything that Magnum dealt with had to do with sex.
Right.
You know, I mean, there's a lot of like airbrush boobies and like, you know, stuff like that. And I mean, you're right. You follow those kind of labels. You follow those labels to find certain kinds of movies.
But I mean, you're just like in, what, we got Break again?
Son of a buck.
Fuck.
It's not all my fault. We were out there chasing off drunks. We're chasing them off.
Where?
Outside.
Dude, why don't you text us?
Man.
Fuck.
You're on the radio.
You texted me and nobody
texted
me.
We'll go live on this son of a bitch.
Come on, man. We're talking about boobies.
All right. Well, let's just hold our thought and do this break and come back and talk about boobies.
You're not going to hang up, are you?
No.
Never. Never.
Never hang up.
Personnel,
you got it.
You got it. You found the most listened to radio station. Jackalope Radio.
Ah,
two hookers.
We're back.
Two hookers in a trunk.
Two hookers in a trunk.
Two hookers in a trunk.
Back bullshitting with VHS.
Joysticks abound.
Talking about VHS titles with Josh Schaefer.
Turn that god
of lunch meat.
Sounds like you're fucking R2-D2 out there.
Baby don't walk.
Baby don't talk.
Oh. Good times. Right. Damn it. Josh, you with us?
I'm still here, man. I'm still here.
Son of a bitch.
All right. Is your beer holding up?
I got one left.
Oh. One frosty cold beverage.
I mean, I got one left in this room. Let's make it
is it a Colt 45?
It's a Miller High Life.
We've got Billy D. Williams coming to town in a couple
Miller
months.
High Life is a great beer. The champagne of beers.
It. Praise it. Praise the High Life.
Champagne of beers. It is a beautiful thing.
The beers of champagne.
I like Coors Light.
You want Colt 45?
You have to wear a tutu when you drink it.
Don't be denying the Colt 45.
Nobody drinks that shit.
Somebody's talking about the Silver Bullet, and I'm interested to see why you want the Silver Bullet.
Because he wears a dress.
I'm a Slits man myself.
He wears a dress when he drinks.
Whatever, a Slit man.
I ride that fucking Blue Bowl every night.
Woo!
Blue balls, man.
Blue balls.
Since we're on the topic of beer, I think we should really talk this movie called Happy Hour.
Have you guys ever heard
of this movie? No Happy Hour. Tim's a Slit man.
Is that with Steve Buscemi?
Speaking of Steve Buscemi,
Tree Lounge. Have you seen that? Holy fuck, Steck.
Ghost World.
Have you seen the new picture floating around? This is totally off track, but anyway, have you seen the new picture floating around Facebook with Steve Buscemi in it? It's a fucking ad for meth.
Upside down?
No, it's it's an ad for meth. It shows this woman. It's like. Before
the faces
meth,
of meth,
and then it says during meth, and then at the end it says after meth.
I was
meth.
Really looking at faces of meth the other day, and it is fucking scary.
I love that.
It looks like The Exorcist Part 5. It's terrible.
I think they really exaggerate the effects of meth because
I've been on it for years.
Because I'm still a fat motherfucker, and I eat like a pig.
If you want to clean your house, just go.
That's how I get up for work.
In moderation.
Anything works if you let it.
Meth.
Oh,
it's a beautiful thing.
Mesopotamia.
Mesopotamia. That's even
banned. So what kind of game was we working on before we took the break?
Method Dependence. Oh, yeah, what were we doing?
We
have to talk.
Video game.
Video games?
Joysticks.
Something you said joysticks.
It's a great
joysticks.
Movie.
No, we're talking about this movie called Joysticks, which is a... VHS.
Is Jamie Lee Curtis in that?
I wish.
Does she show her joystick? She's got a penis, you know.
She does not,
she
Griffin.
Does too.
There is this great character in Joysticks. His name is Vidiot, which I think is a great name. But like,
I know a few of those.
Like, yeah, he's like this punk rock dude. Got blue hair, mohawk. He's wearing like a leather jacket. You know, totally punk rock. And his name is Vidiot, and he's like the king of the arcade. And he challenges this other guy. I mean, you have to watch. Have you guys seen Joysticks?
I have.
It's one of my favorites. Todd has. It's one of his favorites.
It's a good one.
How about Surf 2? Anybody got cheers on Surf 2?
That's a good one, too. That's a great one. There was no Surf 1. You do realize there was no Surf 1. It was just a Surf 2.
No, there's just Surf 2. Just Surf 2. Surf. I actually have a really great interview with Eddie Deason lined up.
Oh, cool.
Oh my God, he was so much fun to interview. That guy is such a nice person.
He is.
Have you talked to him ever?
I have.
Yeah. Dude, Eddie Deason is like
name dropper God.
Jason Kennedy.
Accentuate the positive.
I got Kennedy in the glass box.
Hold on. I got to tell Josh. I got to tell Josh. Josh, the DVD distributor was Liberation Entertainment for Joysticks.
And you said it just came out?
It's been out for a while. I mean, I'd say I got it within
the
last year.
Talk to him at
the
flea market.
Yeah, go down to the flea market.
Do you have the DVD, though? Like, do you have it?
I don't have it in my hand. I'm looking at it. I have it at home.
It's going for 300.
Have you watched the DVD version?
It's going for $300 on eBay.
What does it look like compared to the VHS
version? It's a gorgeous print. It's really nice.
He's got that at home, but he doesn't have his copy of Microwave Massacre of fucking Seven Doors of Death.
He's got that. He's using
Joysticks on DVD, boys.
He's using it to keep the fucking door open.
So he's trying to say you don't respect your VHS.
Where did
you pick that up? Where did you pick up Joysticks on DVD?
At Hastings. Hastings is our local DVD, CD outlet, bookstore. And I also want you to know I do have the VHS still on Vestron. So I do have
it. It is on Vestron. You know, you guys are like, here's the thing. Vestron did a lot of stuff. I mean, you have these cult labels like Unicorn and Midnight, you know, and Lightning Video, which was a subsidiary of Media.
Holy cow!
Vestron Video, they did a lot of stuff. I mean, they did huge stuff. And, I mean, but they did all kinds of stuff. And that's the great thing about Vestron is they have such a wide catalog. And like I said before, I know it sounds nerdy, but this is what we're talking about. Vestron Video has great product. Like their VHS tapes have held up longer and better than any other tapes that I have in my collection, I think. You know what I mean? Like they've been played. You know Vestron Video. They have the black. It's a black tape, and they have that off-color gray top.
Yep, yep.
Pieces. You know what I'm talking about? They have. They're like beast. They're beast tapes. Like they're heavy.
They're meaty.
They were. They were well done. Yeah.
They needed to keep them in a big box to keep them secure.
Hey, joysticks right now on Amazon is going for, listen to this crap,
$200.
$59.99.
See, I told you.
That's
how
for
much
the DVD.
Is the DVD going for?
That's the DVD.
How much is the VHS going
I'm
for?
I'm still looking for the
$200.
VHS.
Because here's the deal.
$350. I'll give you $300. $350. And a bag of notches.
Even if something is on DVD, and it's on DVD, but like you can get something way cheaper on VHS. And it's still a viable format. You can still watch it. It's something that you can put into your machine.
Todd
and
just
you.
Todd
hey,
would just
I actually
it, throw it in the show.
The Guilty Pleasures also released it. They signed a deal with this first company and they released it as well. So they've both been released on DVD here. The Guilty Pleasures version is also out of print on DVD. And I have both of these.
It's not surprising. You know what movie I found today for $3 on VHS?
I'm afraid.
You've heard this movie called The Pink Chiquitas?
Oh, Lord.
No, like, seriously, have you heard of this movie?
It's got John Leguizamo, doesn't it?
No. I think that's a.
That's called Pest. Spawn. That's Pest? Spawn.
You think about The Pest?
That's
maybe,
Spawn.
Maybe, because he looks like a.
If somebody here has internet access, look up The Pink Chiquitas. It's like a sci fi.
All right.
Abel-rama from the late.
Todd's getting hard on it.
No.
Is that Magnum release?
The
too?
VHS, the VHS Vestron of joysticks is used from $21.95 and a collectible version, whatever that means, for $37.50 here.
That's what I've got
on Amazon.
I've got the collectible version.
I've got the chrome case,
and I bet the collector's version is no fucking different than the.
It actually looks more
beat
up than
too.
The other one. So.
My copy is.
It's
pristine.
Got a lock of the director's hair.
Yeah, that's weird that they have both those.
That's a pubic hair stuck from the guy come out of the beaded curtain.
It's got a packet of tapioca pudding.
Who
in the
let
back
Donald
foot.
Duck in?
God, Howard the Duck. Oh, yeah, Pink Chiquitas. I've seen this.
Yeah, what's Howard the Duck going for on VHS?
I'm not like fronting here. The Pink Chiquitas. I'm really excited about getting that tape.
Isn't there a roller derby team called that?
There
it's a terrible
be.
Movie. I love it.
Roller derby.
Wasn't that the movie Drew Barrymore was in? The Pink Chiquitas.
That's a science fiction flick, man. Yeah.
I heard your favorite movie is Xanadu.
Oh God.
Hey, I did watch, in your honor, Griffin, Tim, I did watch Rhinestone on Netflix the other night. It's a beautiful letterbox.
I'm Sylvester Stallone.
Sing it. Put it on there, Todd. Let's hear it.
I got to find it, but yes.
You're a monster.
I'm acting with
Budweiser, you created a monster. That's not a tribute to us. You watched that.
And they called it Drinkenstein.
That's his name's movie. Randall's movie. He's the one that's always fucking talking about Rhinestone.
You gotta
Rainbow,
love it.
I reviewed Rainbow in Lunch Meat in a past issue.
Hell
you guys
yes.
know about Rainbow?
Rainbow.
Yep.
Is that Powers Booth?
No, man. It's Sylvester Stallone in a movie called Rainbow.
Rainbow.
That's all Magnum, too. That's the B-side of Italian Stallion.
VHS tape.
It is. It's,
that's
it
where
is.
He made his big money.
The Italian Stallion? That, like, half porno?
Terrible.
Rainbow. Yo, Mick, cut me.
Hey, you want to make fun of somebody? Yeah.
What they want?
Make fun of me? Hey. Hey, boy, hey, you making fun, hey.
They started it.
Are we taking the garden? Yes, we're taking the garden.
He'll knock you to tomorrow, Rock.
Oh, I hit the wrong one. I'm
Rainbow.
Looking. Oh, fuck, I'm still looking.
Son of a bitch.
Fucking it up.
It's off the rails.
I'm getting fucking Westmar on the horn. This is boring.
This is goddamn hippopotamus.
Yo, do any of you guys have VHS rewinders?
I do. Like
just a machine that will rewind your
Todd
tape?
Todd does. Right.
I have something better than that.
Todd's got one that'll polish your tape.
What about the VHS tape erasers?
Oh, shit.
The big, huge electromagnet that you used to drag across the top of it.
I used to carry one of those into freaking, you get those big mags, you can carry them into Blockbuster and run it along the damn family video section. Oh,
speaker magnets.
It was this big, it looked like a fucking iron. And it had, you know, I mean, it had a red button on it, and you fucking, you just waved it back and crossed the fourth of your VHS tape until the light went off. And then you just reuse the tape. Cause
what in God's name would anyone do that
It for? Erased it? You're saying it like...
Yes.
Yeah, it was just a handheld electromagnet.
Perfect for those Richard Simmons videos.
That would
and
erase.
Yet, how did Xanadu make it through that?
Yeah, man, because I heard Xanadu's your favorite movie.
Yeah, yuck.
I don't know how many times I erased movies.
Just for fun. Well, sometimes you'd get those and you didn't even know why you got them, but yeah.
Or the best thing was to erase them. And then record something over the top of it and take them back with something else on the tape.
I did that with On Golden Pawn.
You know, I love buying like the tapes where it says like Boys in the Hood, Big, and then Mother's Day. Like there's like three random movies on a recorded VHS tape. Because you always have these commercials. You always have these commercials from the time.
Right.
Where like there. There is this one commercial that will never, ever leave my brain. I'm watching this thing called Dark Room. Do you guys know what Dark Room is?
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm watching this show, and it's a VHS dub that I bought at a flea market. And every other commercial is this Quaker oatmeal commercial. And
hi, I'm Rob Schneider, and I want you to eat Quaker oats out of my asshole.
It was Wilford Brimley.
For a while, I was like, they're like, look what they done to my oatmeal. And then it's just oatmeal for the rest of the commercial. Mm. And it's hilarious. Dude, the commercials are great. The commercials are great.
So how did they make enough money to get Wilford Brimley with shit like that?
Fed him oatmeal.
I don't know, but Werther's original?
Fed him an oatmeal.
Where is Werther's original right now? Like, when's the last time you had a Werther's original? Because that was probably my favorite candy when I was a little kid.
They went the way of the Twinkie.
They went bye-bye.
Worth is original. Those are just handed out by grandparents in church.
Oh, yeah, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And they call him Frankenstein. And the tavern down the street is the laboratory where he makes transformation.
Frankenstein!
I'm gonna buy a copy of Cruising tomorrow on VHS.
Are you?
Yeah. Have you seen Cruising?
I've been cruising. Josh, are we with you?
I thought you said Crisian.
No, like Cruising.
Cruising. Have you seen
Without
Cruising?
Without Pacino?
Cruising?
Powers Booth? Joe Spinelli?
Oh, yeah. Tim, would you care to elaborate? The fuck are so...
What the hell's going on around here? Is that Sally Struthers?
No, I can hear it, but you.
Would you like to explain Cruising?
There's a lot of greased up fisting.
What?
Al Pacino, Jim Brown, and a jockstrap. Just watch it. William Friedkin.
Levitation.
There's levitation.
There's
leather biker bars.
Monster boobies in it.
With no bikers or bikes.
Powers Booth.
Leather clad mans.
Mm.
Yes. Yes, good times.
Josh sounds interested. It was filmed in New York, even.
Yeah. Very controversial.
Very controversial.
God damn, we got the 2 minute fingers again.
Are we about done?
We are.
Son of a bitch.
What the hell?
God.
This is ridiculous.
Is it time to plug shit?
Plug it.
Josh.
Getting a beer. No, you're getting a beer. He waits till the end of the show.
Son of a bitch.
Wait, is the show over?
Yeah.
Todd gave us the fingers again.
Sorry. He put the two big power lumbers up.
So,
bring it down.
Lunch meat.
1:26 a.m. here. The show's still on. Who has internet access? You can probably look at it right now.
We're rocking like Dawkins.
Todd's watching porno.
Like hell.
He's watching the Pink Taquitos right now.
That's a good movie. It's a sci-fi flick, though. It's not a porno.
Not in my book.
That's what's wrong, isn't it?
Are you guys talking about Skinamax?
No, we're talking about the Pink Chiquitas. I
got a Pink Chiquitas movie, and it's got Bridget the Midget in it.
Oh, Lord, have mercy.
Is it really called Pink Chiquitas?
Tim don't know.
Because that Pink Chiquitas movie is not
She's
a
dressed
lie.
Up
that,
like
that
a taco.
She's got a trach tube.
She's dressed up like a chalupa.
I think you need to go shit a hole over there.
Chalupa costume?
Jesus.
Dress her up like a chicken nugget. 1 minute.
Wrap it up, bitches.
All right, Joshua. Appreciate you coming on the show and bullshitting with us.
And thank you so much.
We'll have you. We'll get you back on with bullshit some more about some VHS tapes and stuff.
Anytime you want me to come back,
I'll send you some Rocco videos.
So. Yes.
I love Rocco's Modern Life. Yes, it was.
You can get them, man. Both volumes are out.
On DVD.
Yeah,
on VHS.
That makes it
I got
better.
All Real Monsters
what
on
what I
VHS.
Really want, I want a Vincent Price cookbook. There you go. That? Yeah.
That's a hard one to find.
Vincent Price.
You can get one
Vincent
on eBay
cookbooks.
For $300.
It's right up there by the Shrunken Head kits that he put out in the 70s. Yeah,
those are $300, too.
Those are high to get.
He put out a board game too. What was it called? Hangman.
Yeah,
good on the
stuff.
Cover of it.
Well, they put out the game, and his picture just happened to be on it.
Yeah, he was promoting it on the commercials. Remember?
Right. Mm-hmm. He was in a couple pretty good movies.
He was rocking, man. He was rocking.
Oh, Vincent Price. He was in a couple pretty good movies.
Yeah, a couple.
He was an all right actor.
Save them of the night.
We're out of time.
See you later.
Toodaloo.
Yay! Bye. Yay! Hold on, I gotta find the right button.
Happy trails.